Good morning. Yesterday we began with some of the halachas of bittul. We spoke about some of the cases where truma gets mixed up with chulin, and we mentioned 2 days ago that you have to have 100 times the amount of the truma in order for it to become bittul, for you to be allowed to eat the whole thing. We mentioned that even when it becomes bittul, you still need to take one out and give it to the kayin. And yesterday we discussed what happens if you have similar fruits, it's the same min, it's a similar thing, however they look different. And we saw that there was a dispute in the Mishnah as to whether or not we could apply the concept of bittul over there, because in essence, you're really missing one of the most important parts of a tarovus, of a mixture, and the fact that it's not really a mixture because you know which ones are part of the question and which ones are not. If you have a white fig, for example, which falls in with black figs, so you know that there's one white fig of truma. Yeah, it could be if you have 50 black figs, but those black figs are not really part of the question. That was the subject of a machlokes between Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer, where Rabbi Yeshua said that despite the fact that you know it certainly is not one of the black ones, nevertheless, you can use the black ones to add to your 100, and you could come up with your 100-to-1 ratio, and you could apply the concept of bittul. Rabbi Eliezer disagreed, and Rabbi Eliezer says, no, since there are some figs over here that are clearly identified as not part of the question, they cannot be added, they cannot be combined to the 100 that you need to create this 100-to-1 ratio. And therefore, you'd have to have a case where they are all similar, they all look the same. At the end of Mishnah test, Mishnah said, Ubezu, in this case, Rabbi Eliezer Machmir. Rabbi Eliezer is obviously the one who is Machmir, he's the one who's stringent, he is the one who says that the bittul does not work. Rabbi Yeshua Mekel, Rabbi Yeshua is the one who is Mekel, he's lenient, he allows the bittul to work, despite the fact that you only have 50 which are really in the question. Mishnah Yod continues to say, Ubezu, Rabbi Eliezer Mekel, Rabbi Yeshua Machmir. Now the Mishnah presents a case where it's the opposite, where Rabbi Eliezer is the one who is lenient, and Rabbi Yeshua, who was lenient in the last Mishnah, is indeed going to be Machmir in this case. What's the case? Says the Mishnah, Bedores Litra Ketzios Al Pi Akad, Eni Odea Ezohi. What happens here is you have these barrels, or these jugs, and the top of the jug is round. So they take the Ketzios. Ketzios are figs. It's called Ketzios because they use a certain tool, which is called something something along the words of a ketzia, that they would cut them down with, and they would take these figs, they would get cut, and they would start juicing out, they would shove them into this kind of mold, it was a round space, it was at the top of the jug, they would stick them in, and the juice would come out, they would congeal, they would get hard, and that's how they would have what we call igulei tevela, the round pressed figs, where it was kind of like a cake, and then they would use a tool to cut it, in order to sell it by weight. It's called litra ketzios because they were sold by the litra. Litra was the weight that they were sold by. So ultimately you have all these tops of these jugs that are filled with these figs. But what happened was, you don't know which one is truma. So now, just to describe the case, you have a jug or a barrel that's filled with these figs. And on the top, you have a little rim filled with the pressed figs in one spot. So now, Eliezer says, Rowan oson kilo heim prudos, patachtonos malos esalionos. You could look at each jug or each barrel on its own and say, look, let's see, how much figs do you have in the top? Let's say you have one sa'ah of figs in the top. It can't be a sa'ah because one litra, let's call it one litra of figs in the top. Do you have 100 litra in the rest of the barrel? Says Rabbi Eliezer, if you do, then that's good. They're batel. Even though you know that the truma is only in the top, nevertheless, you can add the bottom, which seemingly is its own entity, to the top to create that 100-to-1 ratio will be mutter. Rabbi Yeshua Amar lo tala achi yusha me'akadim. You can't do that. You can't count the bottom to create that 101-to-1 ratio, because the bottom is not part of the question. No one ever thought there was any truma in the bottom. We know exactly where the truma is. It's in the top. We just don't know which top it is. So now, if you have 100 jugs or 100 barrels, then you could have 100 or 101. You could have 100-to-1. You could have your bittul. But if you don't have 100, you can't count the bottom to the top. This is clearly a it's It comes in contrast with the previous Mishnah, because the previous Mishnah, the logic was kind of the opposite. Rabbi Eliezer said, you can't do the bittul if you know that part of it's not the question. The reason is because there, it's noticeable to the eye which ones are not in the question. Here, he allows the bottom to be added to the top, because ultimately you can't tell which one is which, despite the fact that we know that it's not there, and the opposite is true for Rabbi Yeshua. I'll stop here. Have a wonderful Shabbos. And the truth is that the Gemara in Maseches Beitza discusses this at length and has a bunch of other reasons and rationales for what happens in this Mishnah, Davar Sheish Lematirim, or it's perhaps something which is a Davar Sheva Minyan, but that's not today's subject.